A while back, I came across an online discussion about a word and just couldn't resist chiming in. The discussion took place at Merriam-Webster's online dictionary under the listing for health care. The dictionary lists it as two words, but a lot of users had more questions. Why, some asked in the online comments section, did they so often see health care as one word? And why is it sometimes hyphenated, others asked. Still others asked whether the discrepancy had to do with whether it was being used as an adjective, as in healthcare plan, instead of as a noun, as in, I receive good health care. And the people who were savvy enough to question its adjective use were no better off because the dictionary lists healthcare only as a noun. These rightly confused web surfers numbered more than a dozen, all of them with questions, none with solid answers. From working in editing for so many years, and especially working in different editing styles, I happened to know the answers. So I posted them. Here's what I said. The main reason you sometimes see healthcare as one word, two words, or hyphenated is that dictionaries and publishers disagree. Book publishers tend to take the Chicago Manual of Style recommendation to follow Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, which is the one whose website was getting all those questions. So in book style, you'd usually see the noun healthcare as two words. News media often follow Webster's New World College Dictionary, and that dictionary lists the noun healthcare as one word. So that solves part of the mystery, but it doesn't explain why the word is sometimes hyphenated, or what to do when you're using it as an adjective. Luckily, you can figure those things out for yourself, but only if you know a little about both nouns and hyphenation rules. Look up the words clothing, plaster, and store in the dictionary, and you won't see any of them defined as adjectives. So how do you explain their role in terms like clothing manufacturer, plaster cast, and store policy? Easy. In English, nouns can function as adjectives, a role we call attributive nouns. So anytime a dictionary doesn't list a separate adjective form, you can just use the noun as an adjective. Therefore, if you're following Webster's New World, the adjective healthcare in healthcare policy would be the same as the noun, one word. However, because Merriam-Webster's noun healthcare is two words, this causes hyphenation rules to kick in when you use it as an adjective. Hyphenation isn't an exact science, but general guidelines suggest hyphenating two words that together function as an adjective, which is why many book editors would hyphenate healthcare in healthcare policy. You're still using Merriam-Webster's noun healthcare as an adjective, but you're just sticking a hyphen in between the two words to make it visually easier on the reader in accordance with hyphenation rules. Of course, opinions on how to write healthcare are all over the map, and lots of publishers make their own rules. The Associated Press defies its own dictionary by making healthcare two words. Los Angeles Times style defies AP by making healthcare one word, usually. And New York Times style makes it two word, but strangely adds that it should never be hyphenated, not even as a modifier. So, healthcare can be either one word, two words, or hyphenated, depending on who's using it and how. If you're looking for a simple, clear policy for your own, consider always making healthcare one word. If you're willing to endure a slightly more confusing policy so that your writing more closely reflects professional publishers, you could make the noun two words and hyphenate the adjective. But as long as you're being consistent, you can't go wrong.